We continue our reading of the book of Romans in chapter 16. We'll read verses 1 to 16. You'll find this on page 1209 using the Pew Bible. Paul's letters often conclude with personal notes as he's writing from one church to another. And this is the longest and one of the most interesting. It gives us a little snapshot, a very valuable snapshot of life in the apostolic church. And one thing you'll see is that Paul knows a lot of people. There's 24 people he names in the letter to the Romans. Rome's a church he's not even been to before. Now, he's speaking of people often. Some of them have been in Corinth with him. Some of them are in Romans. But here's a situation without email, no Facebook. And yet they know each other. Clearly there's a culture where they're involved in each other's lives. They're communicating and they're praying for one another. It reminds us that the church is not just our local body. We naturally love our local body. It speaks here of warmth amongst them. They're to greet one another with a holy kiss, and there's a sharing of lives. But not only in our own church, but with other churches as well. I think it's noteworthy that Paul seems to be in touch with the congregation today. The tendency, I heard it once put, I think sadly accurately, that the least demanding churches are most in demand. Large anonymous churches, often without church membership, you don't really know the pastor in any meaningful way, or even interact with him. It's very far from the biblical model. Well, what do we see in here? Some interesting things. One is these Christians were committed to ministry and were working hard in the Lord. Paul's going to use that expression a lot. He was a hard worker. She worked hard. My favorite is in verse 12, Tryphena and Tryphosa. The root of those words in Greek means dainty and delicate. And Paul says those workers in the Lord, dainty and delicate. And many of the people are cited for their deep commitment to the work of church. Some of them have been in prison with Paul. And so there's a high sense of investment and commitment to the life of the church and the work of the gospel among these people Paul names. Now, there's some interesting cases here. Probably most notable today is verse 1, where he mentions our sister Phoebe, and he calls her a servant of the church at Kenchrea. Now, you may see a footnote that says, or deaconess. That's a bit of a controversy today. There are those who, I believe, being moved by the worldly view of gender, want us to ordain women ministers and women elders, contrary to Scripture, perhaps a first step as women deacons. They will point and say, well, look, here Paul calls Phoebe a deaconess of the church. Now, what's the problem with that? Well, the problem is that the word for servant and the word for deacon are one and the same, as all the deacons of our church can tell you. That's what it means to be a deacon, to be involved in servanthood, and it usually is used in a vernacular way. For instance, in chapter 13, it is used of the emperor, who was probably Nero at the time, and he is a servant of God. No one's making the argument that Nero was a deacon. And so by far the normative way to take this is that she's a servant. And yet what a thing for her to be. Clearly this was a woman of high stature and status in the church who was deeply involved. She comes first and Paul commends her. What a thing that is. Another interesting example is in verse 13, greet Rufus and also his mother. There is a theory, an interesting, and it's a theory with something to it, that Rufus's mother would have been married to Simon of Cyrene, the man who carried the cross of our Lord Jesus on the road to Golgotha. I'll let you consult the internet and see what you think of those theories. But these are real people. Paul cared about them. God cares about individuals and the church. Is a body, different gifts, all highly invested, serving together, and we honor God's work in them as we read Romans 16, beginning at verse 1. Listen now to God's word. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a servant of the church at Kenchrea, that you may welcome her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints and help her in whatever she may need from you, for she has been a patron of many and of myself as well. Greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but all the churches of the Gentiles give thanks as well. Greet also the church in their house. Greet my beloved Epaphroditus, who was the first convert to Christ in Asia. Greet Mary, who has worked hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners. They are well known to the apostles, and they were in Christ before me. Greet Ampliatus, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and my beloved Stachys. Greet Apelles, who is approved in Christ. Greet those who belong to the family of Aristobulus. Greet my kinsman, Herodian. Greet those in the Lord who belong to the family of Narcissus. Greet those workers in the Lord, Tryphena and Tryphosa. Greet the beloved Persis, who has worked hard in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, also his mother, who has been a mother to me as well. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Petrobus, Hermas, and the brothers who are with them. Greet Philologus, Julia, Nereus, and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.